brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Alex Jones Show. Alex is supposed to be calling in the near future. We've got Bob Chapman coming up in just a few moments, but I want to go through the rest of these phone calls that I've got on the line. We're going to go back to Uni in New York. You were discussing April 15th and Tax Day in New York. Go ahead.
Well, it's not even just a tax day. In New York, you have to keep your heating, your oil on, you know, until the 15th. And then I noticed this year that they had moved it to May 15th, another month. I was wondering if that had anything to do with weather modification, because it's been, like, excessively cold here for, you know, to be almost June, pushing June. And I was just wondering if that had...
You know, I was just in New York. I wasn't in the city, but I was just there like a week and a half ago. I was there on the weekend of the 25th and 26th of April. It was gorgeous out, man. It was like 85 degrees. I was out playing baseball.
We had two back-to-back days, but I'm just saying, like normally it's a lot warmer by now.
Look, all I know is that they're openly putting out documents that they're going to be doing geoengineering. They're openly saying that they might block the sun's rays with pollutants in the upper atmosphere. Meanwhile, we can actually see the chemtrails, but they don't exist. It doesn't matter if the CFR's talked about it for years, put it on paper. It doesn't matter now if the new climate chief is talking about it. It doesn't matter if the Barack Obama administration is openly saying it. Look, it exists. They're incrementally telling you about it. I think that they're just making you keep it on to jack your bill up, man. I don't think it has anything to do with weather mod, but I could be wrong. I thank you for the call, Uni. Let's go to, who do we got here? Matt in Pennsylvania. Matt, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hey, have you guys heard about H.R. 2159 yet?
Which one is that?
That would be the one that they just introduced last week that gives the Attorney General the power to deny firearms to anyone who's suspected of or potentially a terrorist.
Yes, no, we have covered it. Alex covered it earlier in the week, and it is like a total gun ban bill, and they can just go after anybody. And since the DHS is classifying everybody as a terrorist and an extremist in this latest lexicon document, and the mainstream media just laughs about it, Washington Times goes, oh, they're all racists and Odin worshippers. They don't mention the alternative media. They don't mention the anti-illegal immigration. They don't mention the quote-unquote hacktivism, the leaderless resistance. I mean, it's at the sovereignty movement, the tax resistance. Give me a break. What's the bill number again so people can oppose it?
The really bad part is you cannot appeal the decision.
Yeah, it's a total police state takeover. Listen, it's illegal. Even if they pass that resolution... Yeah, even if they pass that resolution, it's against the Constitution and Bill of Rights. And if there was ever a time for the Second Amendment, it is that time. Give out the bill number again.
H.R. 2159.
And when are they going to be voting on this? Do you know?
I don't know. It was just introduced on the 29th of last month or 27th.
Okay, we will be following that bill closely. I'm sure people will send it to my MySpace, myspace.com/Jason Burmis, or you can check me out at Facebook. I do go through that every single morning and every single afternoon for tips for this radio show and my radio show. Let's jump to Mike in Alabama. Mike, you're on the line. Yes, sir. We got him?
Hello.
Yes.
Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, I've got a couple of points I want to bring up. One on chemtrails.
Mm-hmm.
I live in Satsuma, Alabama, and mm-hmm. I have actually documented with video. I've got over hours or so worth of different days that this mm-hmm. has been happening,
mm-hmm.
and it's plain. You can see it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Listen, I taped it myself. They try to say that this is planes going to land. No, it's usually a team of 2 to 4 jets doing crisscross patterns all throughout the sky, and it has nothing to do with their fuel. No, they are plastering the sky with chemtrails. They exist. I don't care what Mythbusters says. Go ahead.
Exactly. You're exactly right. I've got it on video, and you're welcome to get a copy of it.
What we'll do is we will give out the P.O. box at the top of the next segment. If you want to send it, that's where to do it. I thank you for the call, sir. I've got to jump. I've only got 30 seconds in this segment left. We got Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com coming up. We're waiting on Alex Jones's phone call. But again, you know, he's out there with the family, taking a much-deserved break. It's great that we can take a little bit of time to be human beings and get away from all this madness. But the madness isn't going to stop if we stop addressing it. We have to fight this. You want a free humanity? You got to work for it. It doesn't come for free, folks. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, but since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You are a rebel. Admit it. You refuse to read the directions when assembling a new item. You won't ask for directions when you're lost. Once in a while, you drive in the carpool lane with only you in the car. Your neighbors call you a crackpot. And you can count your real friends on one hand. Well, join the club. Einstein failed math, quit school, and his rebel ideas led to some of the world's most amazing discoveries. Edison rebelled against the dark, failed over 1,000 times, then invented the light bulb. George Washington rebelled against an entire country and led the creation of a new one. Now, Alex Jones is working to save that very country. So go ahead, be a rebel. Put in a food supply from eFoodsDirect.com. Everyone will realize you were not a nutcase after all. eFoodsDirect.com. If you're going to pick something to stand for, be sure you have enough food to keep on standing. 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis sitting in. And we are now joined by Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com. And right off the bat, I really want to get his take on the quote-unquote stress test and the government now saying, oh, we're just going to give even more money to the banks. Bank of America in particular, they're saying another 30-plus billion, which, you know, if they're able to loan it out, will be much more than 30 billion, as you know, if you listen to this program. How are you today, Bob?
Just terrific. Just terrific.
All right. So, and, let's get your take on this.
First of all, many of these banks and financial firms such as brokerage houses on Wall Street, AIG, other insurance companies, they are carrying CDOs and ABSs off balance sheet, and they're still doing it. Now, CDOs are collateralized debt obligations. They are bonds which consist of mortgages. The others, the ABS, are asset-backed securities, and they have inside of those bonds credit card debt, people who created debt paper by buying motorcycles, mobile homes, automobiles, swimming pools, et cetera, that kind of paper, so to speak. And what they've done, because this paper is, generally speaking, unsaleable, they've kept it off the bank balance sheet, and they put it into another corporation. But it still belongs to them. And at the same time, what has happened is the FASB, which is an international accounting organization, which had corporations begin to report their balance sheets on a regular basis and marking their investments to the market. Now, they changed it from that to marking them to model the difference. Let's say the Bank of America owns $1 million worth of IBM bonds, and they see the bonds trading each day, and they have to put down on their balance sheet that IBM is trading at par, which is $1,000, and we bought it at par, so we didn't lose anything, we didn't gain anything, we still have it on the books at $1,000 a bond.
Mm-hmm.
Now, mark to model is different. This is for securities that don't have a ready market, that they might try to trade every 6 months or 3 months or maybe once a month, and they're usually made up of these CDOs and ABSs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as we all know now, that these instruments that were sold at par, which is $1,000 each, they were called AAA when they were, in fact, triple B, the difference between 10 and 3 or 4,
mm-hmm.
that they're selling for when they do anywhere between 10 cents and 50 cents in the dollar. And these entities, like these banks, are carrying on the books, mark to model, whatever they feel like it.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever they say it's worth, that's what it is. And the government says, let's just make it reasonable. So instead of putting them in a par, which is ridiculous, they might put them in at 85 or 80 cents or 75. So they're carrying a whole bunch of investments that are not worth what they say they are. So the situation with these banks and many others, pension funds, mutual funds, brokerage firms, they're carrying paper like that, paper being bonds,
mm-hmm.
and everything that they're telling you is bogus.
So what's this? What's the impact going to be on the average American citizen?
What's going to happen eventually is the inflationary aspects being created by the Fed will be offset eventually by the deflationary aspects that they're trying to drown out and have been for 5.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So the next step will be a switch from inflation or hyperinflation, probably 2 to 3 years down the road, to deflation and a total collapse. And they know this does not work. It could work on a small scale, but not with the debt that they have today.
Now, as that happens, do you see them using these SDR units to take over as the world reserve currency? It kind of looks like it's headed that way right now. The dollar will be dropped as the world reserve currency. They brought in these SDR, special drawing rights units, after the G20. Mexico recently took $47 billion in SDRs due to the quote-unquote swine flu. I mean, what's the progression of this new global currency?
All it is a bookkeeping entry.
Mm-hmm.
It's another bigger Federal Reserve.
Mm-hmm.
They're creating it out of thin air. Mm-hmm. And they've been around since 1968, 69, and they've been a disaster. I mean, they've never worked.
Mm-hmm.
It's just another method of putting it off. And so nobody has to come up with any money to give money to the government in Mexico, because they just debit their book, credit their book, and debit the Mexicans for the amount of money that's been lent to them. And so they have these special drawing rights that don't mean anything. They're backed by nothing. They're another fiat currency. And they will collapse as well, probably simultaneously with the dollar and other assets. They're not going to work. But the public
doesn't know that. So then what will happen to the IMF?
They don't listen to this program.
Mm-hmm. So then what will happen to the IMF and the Federal Reserve and the World Bank after something like that occurs?
They all go broke.
And what do you think? They just create a new entity out of the three?
Well, that's what I think they'd like to do. But if we stay on the radio, we're going to stop them from doing it, because people all over the world are listening to this. And now they know the game that these guys are up to.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not going to let them do it. They don't want a world currency. I get lots of letters from people all over the world. We're not going to let it happen in our country, and thanks for telling us. And we know the guys who are working with the guys in New York and London and Washington doing this, and we're not going to let them shove some international monetary unit down our throats.
Why don't you tell people how they can get your newsletter, Bob?
Well, there's two ways. You can go to theinternationalforecaster.com. The International, FORECASTER.com, or you can call toll free 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
I want to shift gears now to this latest DHS document that we've been reporting on since last week, the Domestic Extremism Lexicon, that in the first paragraph of the first page, it says, you know, this is for non-Islamic extremism that poses a threat to the United States. They say it's unclassified, but for official use only. It's exempt from an FOIA request, and it's law enforcement sensitive. And this thing, right off the bat, is going after the alternative media, which is defined by a term used to describe various information sources that provide a forum for interpretations of events and issues that differ radically from those presented in the mass media products and outlets. And now, it doesn't say we're going to cause terror. It doesn't say that we're causing violence, but we're the extremists. We're the terrorists. Speak on that for a moment.
It's been a long time coming. It's to be fully expected. The adversaries that we have probably have the power to do that. They want to take us off the air. We're reaching millions of people every day. I mean, what is Alex on 9 hours a day? I probably do maybe 6 or 7, 8 hours of programming a day, and we're killing them.
Mm-hmm.
Because the world is finding out who the bad guys are. And so you can expect that they will try to use that. And I think probably they'll nibble at the edges first. They'll probably come after people like me who don't have an actual show and try to shut me up.
Mm-hmm.
And if they can't do that, well, they'll call the station and say, well, we don't want this guy on anymore. And then the fight begins.
You know, and now we're seeing real parts of the MIAC report coming home to roost. You know, we had a couple calls here and there saying I was pulled over for a Ron Paul bumper sticker, but nothing that was reported in mainline media. And now we have a story over at InfoWars and Prison Planet that a Louisiana driver was stopped and detained for having a Don't Tread on Me bumper sticker on his vehicle and warned by a police officer about the subversive message it sent, according to the driver's relative. I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous that you can't have a bumper sticker on your car without law enforcement illegally detaining you.
Well, they can do what they want as long as they can do it. But that sort of approach and an approach of shutting Alex and you and all the people like us off the air is going to force the American people in the midst of a depression, and that's what we're in. To take action. And if law enforcement continues to do that on a federalized basis, we'll call it, well, they can expect that they're probably going to have problems.
Absolutely, and I think that's really why they're going after the Internet right now so openly, so publicly. Not only do we have the Cybersecurity Act that has been introduced by Jay Rockefeller, but we've got this one, H.R. 1966, which is the Cyberbullying Prevention Act. Let me just read you a subsection of this. Section 2, Findings, Subsection 6. 60% of mental health professionals who responded to the survey of Internet mental health issues report that the treated at least one patient with problematic Internet experience in the previous 5 years. So in 5 years, 60%, not even 100%, treated one patient with problematic Internet experiences. People have problems, Bob. You know, people get depressed on their own. I don't see what the Internet has anything to do with it. And they're saying 54% of these clients were under the age of 18. We have to save the children. I want to get his take on HR 1966 when we come back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmes. We'll be back after this. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Where is the love on this cyberbullying act? And let me define what cyberbullying is, and then we're going to go to Bob Chapman and get his take on it. Section 881, cyberbullying. Section A, whoever transmits in interstate or foreign commerce any communication with the intent to coerce, intimidate, harass, or cause substantial emotional distress to a person using electronic means to support severe, repeated, and hostile behavior shall be fined under this title or imprisoned for not more than 2 years or both. So they want to throw you in jail for 2 years and fine you for having a different opinion than someone on the internet who might have their feelings hurt, Bob.
Well, I think it's tragic that people's feelings have been and will continue to be hurt, but it certainly, by being thrown in jail, makes it a felony. And I don't think that's an appropriate sentence for someone who says something that somebody else doesn't like.
Well, isn't that the First Amendment? Aren't we supposed to be able to dissent, Bob? I mean, that's the whole point of this country, that unpopular ideas can be expressed without the threat of jail or fines. I mean, that's what the First Amendment is about, and now they're trying to take that away on the internet as they try to further regulate it.
Well, that's absolutely correct, and they're going to be relentless. They're not going to stop. They'll be there with their bushel baskets of $100 bills, giving it out to the people in Congress. And along with their lobbying people and their campaign contributions and the jobs here and there. And after you leave your office, you'll be the president of XYZ Foundation, and your wife and children will be taken care of. And they're gonna do it. They're gonna keep on pressing, and until they eventually shut us down. And so what we have to do, number one, is inform the public of what they're trying to do, get after Congress to see if it'll do any good, and prepare people that there's going to come a day, perhaps, when we're not going to be on the air.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what this is about. I mean, again, they shut down the Alex Jones channel, 18 months up, 30 million views combined. I mean, you look at the Obama deception, it's almost at 2 million views, one copy alone. People call into this show every day talking about the hundreds and thousands of Obama deceptions that they've copied and given to other people. I'm getting calls every night on my radio show. Hey, Jason, I just woke up last month. Someone gave me a copy of the Obama deception. Hey, Jason, I just woke up 2 weeks ago. I got turned on to your show after I typed the Obama deception into YouTube, and I came across the Info Warrior. They don't like that we're having an impact, and now that there is a Democratic administration and that we're waking up the right wing.
And we are.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible.
We're waking up everybody. Everybody cares about their life, cares about their family, cares about the country in which they live. That's just not America. I mean, there are people listening to these broadcasts all over the world. Mm-hmm. And they don't want to lose what they have. They don't want to become slaves of the Illuminati. They don't want to be told what to do. They don't want to be told they can't plant things on their farms. They can't fish for certain fish. They can't be a carpenter or whatever. And that's what the New World Order wants. And we're getting that word out to them. And Jason, in just the last year, this whole information program that we have has exploded throughout the world. People's minds were open because they knew something wasn't wrong, and Alex and you and others like you have filled that void.
Well, you know, we're going to continue to do so no matter what they rule on, whether they pass these ludicrous bills or not. I mean, we had that malicious attack last week after we exposed, Baxter and the vaccinations and the swine flu really as a hoax. I'm not going to say who we got a cease and desist letter from, but let's just say our biggest internet attack ever came directly after that. And we're not hyping it, folks. I came in here. I couldn't get on InfoWars. It got up just before my show, but then in the middle of my show, totally and completely gone. On the other side, Bob, I really want to talk about how we can protect ourselves financially by getting into gold and silver, a currency that has lasted thousands of years and really does have the closest thing to intrinsic value. This isn't a fiat currency. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show. We've got Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and InfoWars.com are where you're going to find the latest news articles right now.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N, Shentrition.com, or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
Come, you masters of war. Here that build the big guns. Here that build the death planes. Here that build all the bombs. Here that hide behind walls. Here that hide behind disks. I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks. You that never done nothing but build to destroy. You play with my world like it's your little toy. You put a gun in my hand and you hide from my eyes. And you turn and run farther when the fast bullets fly.
We are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burma sitting in. We've got Bob Chapman with us. And we're going to bring Ted Anderson up in about 10 minutes. But Bob, why don't you tell people how important it is to get into gold and silver in order to really, you know, save your wealth. Try to have something after this economic collapse. Really hedge your bets.
Well, let's go to the conclusion. The conclusion is, where else can you go? Historically, when you've had a depression like we're in this stage, it's an inflationary one, and probably will go into hyperinflation, and then that'll be followed by a deflationary depression, which is dreadful. If you look back at other times that this has happened, you'll see that everything else went down in value except gold. Sometimes silver would go down because it's basically a commercial metal. But gold will hold its own. In fact, it may even appreciate during that period of time, dependent upon the events. If gold goes to $2,000 an ounce, then gold will appreciate, mm-hmm. as will all of the coins and the bars and the shares, etc. At the same time, we've already witnessed one fall in the stock market, which was about 50 to 60% back in 2000 and 2001. We've witnessed the fall in the median price of housing, which is somewhere around 30%, and mm-hmm. the experts say it will get down another 20%. So let's say the median house goes down 40%, 45%. That's not very good. And commercial real estate, they say, is going to go down 70%. So then we come to the stock market. We saw 6,600 on the Dow. It's 8,500. Why is it there? It's there because they don't want it to get down anymore at this time. So the working group in financial markets under the U.S. Treasury steps in and manipulates the market. And one of the strong reasons for that was to raise equity money for the financial firms that are all bankrupt. Now, they got the stress test I explained earlier. It doesn't mean anything because they're lying about everything. And here we have prices on the stocks of financial companies that have doubled and tripled in the last 2 or 3 weeks. Well, that's all part of it. And they wanted this run-up so they could go sell shares to suckers. And after they finish doing that, very shortly, the stock market's going back down again. And when it goes down, it'll affect any shares that you have, and with the exception of gold and silver shares, it will affect all of the pensions and profit sharing and IRAs, if that's what you got your investments in. It will affect bonds as well, because the 30-year bond and the 10-year note have just broken down below their 200-day moving averages, which is not good. And bond yields have started to climb, and when yields climb, the value of the bond falls. So if you have in some portfolio that you have bonds, you're starting to lose money on them from what they were before. So we can't go to real estate, either kind. We can't go to the stock market. We can't go to bonds. Jason, I don't know where else to go but gold and silver. And as you said, and I've said often, we're looking at 6,000 years of history when immutable gold has been the only real currency in the world. And we have a lock on wealth preservation by owning gold and gold and silver when we have the inflationary environment.
Exactly. And a lot of people like to say, oh, gold and silver don't have any inherent value. And I'm like, well, why is it that throughout history it's been used and sought after? I can't see that going away. How can people, where should people go to get gold and silver right now?
They go to Midas. That's where they should go. I mean, Ted Anderson breaks his neck putting all these programs on, telling the people in the world what's going on. And he funds that by having Midas, which sells gold and silver coins and bars and so on.
And, you know, I heard Ted this morning on, you know, I'm into Shock Jock Radio. I've been a big fan of Howard Stern for years and years and years. And, you know, he's on Sirius. He's on XM. And, you know, the commercial he was running today that I was listening to, he was basically selling the creature from Jekyll Island in a silver piece, but doing so in a manner that will bring new people in. He didn't say the title of the book. He just said what was in the book. He said, you get this silver piece. And then he quoted Ron Paul as supporting the book. And that, Ted is a genius. I mean, we need more people to be brought into this information. And the creature from Jekyll Island is a great tool to wake people up to what's going on with this fiat currency and where it basically started, where its roots come from.
Well, you're absolutely correct. This is at the very heart, the very genesis of our problem, not only in America, but in other countries where they have the same kind of central bank privately owned setup. And we have to stop it. I remember when I was living in the Bahamas, and one of the bankers said to me, well, the British own the central bank. I said, you got to be kidding me. Of course, the British left, what, 35, 40 years ago, you know, legally, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I don't believe it. And he said, yes. And so that has to stop. The banks have that run countries have to belong to the government. And it's been a long fight in America over this between Alexander Hamilton and then Andrew Jackson, and who was probably one of the greatest presidents because he saved us from the bankers, at least for a period of time. And so this is the big fight, the fight against the bankers, the fight against fractional banking of 40 and 50 and 60 times. I mean, that is absolutely incredible. And that's
and
what
if
they
you
were
want to
doing.
Arm yourself
they were gambling
against
like
these...
wild men.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to arm yourself against these people, the best way to do so is go to Midas Resources. And here is the man himself behind Midas Resources, Ted Anderson. How are you doing today, Ted?
Pretty good. I don't know how much of a genius I am, but I'm just following Thomas Jefferson. I think he's the genius. And, of course, the people of Virginia that were supporting him at the time when the Union was being formed. I mean, one of the few groups that had the sense to stand up and say, hey, if you don't introduce to this constitutional agreement between the states the Bill of Rights, we will not join the Union. And we also hold and reserve the right to separate ourselves from this union and have the ultimate veto authority over the federation, which they're forming. And I don't know why. I mean, it's nice to see that there are a few people that are recognizing that, it's the few states that are recognizing that and are considering the departure of the United States Union and therefore taking away the power from the Congress and the President of the United States. It's just one of the things that I'm passionate about. But you're right, and I appreciate you bringing that up about that commercial that you heard earlier.
Mm-hmm.
It's always been my passion, not necessarily become some rich eccentric billionaire because I'm selling gold and silver, because just about everything I get, I turn over to try to educate and forward
Well, the best thing about it, Ted, is you're not preaching to the choir. You're trying to bring in people who were like me before I was awake, people who listen to this stuff, and that's really the only talk radio they listen to. They may not be the most hip to politics. They may not know that it's a false left-right paradigm. They may still be listening to Hannity, Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, and you're able to put these commercials out there, hopefully get customers to come in, read this book, and open minds, and that gets them to listen to GCN Live, Alex Jones, my program, and other great programs on the network, and it only strengthens our cause.
Well, that's the whole point. I mean, if we can wake the people up, and we don't have to have 100%, but if we can bring enough sound-minded people to this argument, and it is so neat to see this last presidential election be influenced by Ron Paul and have a good percentage of the people out there supporting the dismissal of the Federal Reserve System and fiat currency. You know, yesterday we talked about the Lakota coin at $17.71, and I don't know if people were buying those things like crazy because of the fact that it's silver such a great buy at this time, or because people knew that the Lakota Nation is flying in the face of the Federal Reserve System and putting a $50 number on that thing, and they're a sovereign nation, and I'm sure that they have the right to have their own currency, and therefore the United States people, or at least the people that listen to the Alex Jones Show, would like to support such a thing. They did go up in price. We did sell out the supply, and like Alex said, they did go up in price. They're at $19.66. Obviously, a very steep discount to what they're trading for if you look on eBay and that kind of thing still, but yet still a very solid response to that coin, and it just makes me smile. I have to say real quick here, there are a few coins left that I accumulated when silver was down there at that $11.50 level. One of them is that Franklin coin, and they're still at $8.69, still the same price I had them for yesterday. In gold, the best buys that I have are the Franks at 214 and the British Sovereign at 267. Franks should really literally are priced right now at that 229 level, which 214 is obviously a very steep discount to that. British Sovereigns are at 267. I don't think you can find a better buyout in the marketplace right now other than the coins that I have left over from when, you know, I mean, silver's at $14 an ounce now. Gold right now is in the 900s, and obviously with gold at 286, silver at 1150, I was able to make some pretty good buys, and I would suggest that people take advantage of them.
Exactly, and when they call up Midas Resources, and you're going to give out the number in a moment, make sure to mention you heard it here on Alex Jones so you can get all the greatest discounts from Ted. Ted, why don't you give out the number?
Yeah, the number is 800-686-2237. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237. I'll say it one more time, 1-800-686-2237. Bob, you're just making such a strong and solid point and talking about the fiat currency system that we have now and the arguments that go all the way back to Hamilton and Thomas Jefferson and the people from Virginia back in the 1700s when this nation was being formed. And Andrew Jackson, there's an article you can Google. It's called the monster from, I don't have it here off the top of my head. It's on the Minneapolis Federal Reserve Bank website. I'll just pull it out here in a little bit. I'll be able to give you, it's the monster from Chestnut Street, and that was Biddle's bank back in the early 1800s in the fight between Biddle and Andrew Jackson, which actually ended up, Biddle actually tightened up the money supply to the point where it caused a depression at that particular time because Andrew Jackson was stepping in and trying to close down that banking system. Way too much power being handed to a private agency. And the argument that they're saying with the Federal Reserve System, because there's a board of governors, there's many different banks rather than one that control the system, that it's different. And I'm saying it's not different at all. There's a few people that are able to siphon off the wealth of a nation. Every time we go to work, we pay close to 40%, depending upon where you're at in the tax bracket and taxes. That wealth just gets siphoned right into the hands of these few individuals, and that's why you see this elite group that's able to control not only just the United States, but the world. So if there is one point that I can make here supporting Alex Jones, his Obama deception and the many great documentaries that he's done, is that if we can stop this central banking system from being able to siphon that wealth away from the people, they will lose the very engine the very mechanism that gives them the power to do this. It is the only way to stop them. If you pass laws, if you take away their wealth but leave them with the central banking system, they will buy all their power right back again, and it'll just be turned right back into the system that we're living in with a different face and a different design. I mean, just because we have a black man for president doesn't mean that the system that we're living in has changed. It just has a new face, that's all. And it's still the same economic controls being handed down by the same group. And it simply has to stop. If we want to have liberty in this nation, if that's what the United States is about, having individual liberty, then you best end this Federal Reserve System. And the only thing I can say is if the United States isn't smart enough to get back onto a gold standard, we, the people of the United States of America, better put ourselves on a gold standard. And that's why I'm suggesting these British sovereigns and francs. You need to move, and you need to move now, because TARP and all these different government bailouts, it's all about turning on a printing press. And when they run that printing press, they're taking money from us, and they're not even showing up at our door. They're stealing our wealth away from us, and you better do something about it. If you're sitting in a 401k plan, or if you have an IRA sitting in the stock market, if you have annuities, if you have money in the bank, if you're invested in the stock market, in the real estate market, it doesn't seem to matter. You better have yourselves, your hands in something that's held value for thousands and thousands of years, and gold and silver, it just happens to be the item that makes that work.
Exactly. Folks, if you truly want to empower yourself and get beyond this control grid, you need to go to Midas Resources right now. Get some gold, get some silver. What's the number one more time, Ted?
The number is 1 800 866-226-2237. Again, please mention that you've heard it on the Alex Jones Show. Otherwise, you're going to have to pay today's prices. Yesterday, if people went to buy the Lakota rounds from us and you didn't mention that you heard it on the Alex Jones Show, you would have had to pay $19.66 instead of $17.71. The time is now to move. You can see it. It's as plain as the nose on your face that the economic system here in the United States is failing. I mean, even the people in China who are socialist and communists and live in a totalitarian regime understand that gold is more valuable than the United States paper currency, and they're raising their reserves over 78% from just a couple of years ago. They want to get into having real money. So call us at 800-686-2237. At least be as smart as the Chinese.
Absolutely, and don't forget to go to theinternationalforecaster.com and subscribe to Bob Chapman's newsletter. Folks, we got breaking news on the other side. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Alright folks, you never know what's going to happen on the Alex Jones Show, but we have breaking news coming from Randall Terry, who founded the pro-life organization Operation Rescue and is currently heading up Stop Obama Notre Dame. It's concerning political figure Alan Keyes. Randall, give us the news.
Alan Keyes and over 20 other pro-life people are sitting behind bars right now. Most of them will spend the weekend in jail. And the reason is because Notre Dame, who claims to want dialogue over the killing of the innocent, arrested them. What they did was they walked on campus quietly, peacefully, praying with baby strollers, with dolls in them, covered with stage blood, as a testimony of what President Obama is doing. And the police corralled them all and threw them in jail. They're in jail right now.
Well, I'm sure that you've seen this latest domestic extremism lexicon from the DHS, and right here in the second page, anti-abortionism extremism, a movement of groups or individuals who are virulently anti-abortion and advocate violence, obviously you're violent, against providers of abortion-related services, their employees, and their facilities. Oh, and also, some cite various racist and anti-Semitic beliefs to justify their criminal activity. So they're trying to lump you in with violent criminals who are anti-Semitic. How do you feel about that?
Well, there's nothing like having false witness borne against you. Obviously, you can see what a grave threat it is to have baby carriages carrying baby dolls. But let's go a step beyond this. This is not just the federal government saying that we're bad people. This is Notre Dame, a Catholic college, who has put people in jail for defending life, and they're going to honor a man whose policies kill life. I mean, the irony and the perversion could not be more stark. So here's our goal. I know our time is limited. Our goal is to have over 100 people arrested over the next 7 days. And if we can have 30 or 40 or 50 people sitting in jail here the weekend where Obama is speaking, that will make international news.
Well, tell people, how they
say,
can do that.
People say, I wish the Pope could hear my voice. Listen, go to jail. He'll hear your voice.
Well, how can people do that? How can people support you in this very short segment that we have with you? What websites do they need to go to? How can they contact you? How can they get involved?
StopObamaNotreDame.com. All one long word. StopObamaNotreDame.com. Number one, the most important thing. If I had 100 people that said, I'll give you $1,000, or 100 people that said, I'll come and go to jail, man, I would take the 100 bodies in jail in a heartbeat. Because we have a chance here, like with Rosa Parks, to have a flashpoint where we actually make history. So go to StopObamaNotreDame.com. The directions are there. You'll see Alan Keyes' letter, why he's doing this. You can see his conversation with the police yesterday before they arrested him. It's a very compelling YouTube video. So this is not something where we're looking for people to just watch. We're looking for people to join us. And then, of course, if someone wants to give a contribution to help us buy more baby carriages. We spent $400 on baby carriages last night, and the police confiscated all of them. We're going to do it again and again and again.
Well, absolutely, and, you know, that's what we do on this show. We provide people with an outlet to make change. You know, we are trying to provide solutions. So if this is an issue that is close to your heart, obviously it should be an issue whether you're an anti-abortionist or not. They're arresting people for free speech. This is anti-First Amendment. These people should not be in jail, and we need to make it clear that we're not going to stop protesting. And the website is StopObamaNotreDame.com. Anything else you got for me in the last 30 seconds?
Yes, people have a chance to make history. And God and his angels and demons and bad people, everyone is watching to see what we do. And if you want your voice to be heard, it doesn't happen just in cyberspace or on email. Come here on the ground. Whether you'll be arrested with us or not, come here on the ground and let your voice be heard.
Randall Terry, thank you so much for joining us. Go help Alan Keyes right now. Stop Obama, NotreDame.com. We'll be back after this.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.